Well, dear friends, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas. All right, I got a question for you, especially if you're a mom or a dad or a grandma or a grandpa, all right? I'm guessing you know the answer to this question, so as soon as you know the answer, you can just blurt it out, okay? What is the favorite question of a three-year-old?
Why?
Why? Did you all hear that? All right? Say it all together. Why? And they will ask that question about anything. And you might feel like an intelligent human being until you go face-to-face with a three-year-old who asks why, right? And they might ask why, and you give them an answer, and then they ask, well, why is that? And you go, well, I guess because of that. And then they'll ask it again, well, why is that? And you'll go, well, I guess it's because of that. And you will not believe how quickly you get stumped about the simplest things, right? Why? That's a good question to ask about Christmas. Why? And there's a lot of things we could ask it about Christmas for, right? Well, why the Christmas trees? Well, why the presents? Well, why are we getting together with family? Why are we going on that trip? Well, why are we eating that food, right? Why are we going to church? There's a whole lot of things we could ask why about. It is a good question to ask about Christmas. And if you're listening, in 1 John chapter 4, which we read a few moments ago, John tells us the why of Christmas. It went like this, just a refresher. This is verses 9 through 11. John says, "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So let's talk about what John says. The why of Christmas. And now to do that, I'm going to need your help, okay? All right? I need you to pretend that you are three-year-olds. Maybe not completely, okay? All right? But... And what's the favorite question of three-year-olds? Why? All right. Here's what I need you to do, all right? Whenever I say, God sent His Son, you say, all right, but you got to sound like a three-year-old when you're saying it, okay? All right, let's try it again. God sent His Son. That was a good one. I like that. All right, good. You think you got it down? And one more thing I want you to do while we're going through this. Think about what is your this is why. Because I know that we can get caught up in all the Christmas magic, right? The twinkling lights and the ornaments and the cookies, right? And the parties and the music. My guess is that you probably also live a life the other 364 days per year, right? And my guess is maybe not all of those days go very well. And my guess is maybe there's things that you bring into today and tomorrow that don't feel very Christmassy. And I want to convince you that that's actually what Christmas is about. Those things that don't feel very Christmassy, that feel kind of dark and sad, that is your this is why. That's what I want you to think about as we explore this. What is your "this is why"? So God sent His Son. Oh, come on. God sent His Son. There you go. All right. So that we might live through Him. Oh, that wasn't it, but that's right. It's so that we might live through Him. And that was a good question to ask. Well, why, right? Let me ask you, how are you guys doing?
Why?
No, that's not the right answer. Come on. You got to work with me. Well, if you run into somebody and they say, how are you doing? What 9 times out of 10 are you going to say in response? Liars. I mean, you're right. That is what you say. But man, how often do we just like give that as a response and we don't even think about how we're actually doing? And the truth is that person is probably just trying to be nice and they don't actually want to know how you're doing, right? And so you say, oh, good, or fine. Liar. There's a whole lot that goes into our lives that are not very fine. Maybe it's that you lost a parent this year. Or maybe you lost a parent a long time ago and it still hurts you like you lost them yesterday. Or maybe it's that you lost a spouse. Or maybe it's that you lost a friend or God forbid, even a child. Maybe cancer has struck your family this year. Maybe it's that you are dealing with arthritis. Maybe it's that you've got a broken bone, or you got a kid who's got a broken bone, or acne, or depression, or loneliness, or anxiety. There's a lot of things that can go wrong those 364 days of the year, right? I mean, we just had somebody locally whose house burned down. It could be that your furnace goes out. That didn't happen to us lately. It could be that an unexpected car repair came up. It could be that you live in a house where stomachs go hungry. And you live in a world, and you probably live a life where families fight and feelings get hurt. And maybe you're homesick. And maybe dreams have been crushed. There's a whole list of things that we could go into. And chances are probably many of those things could fill in that blank of "this is why" when you think about what "this is your why" is. Life is not what it should be. And while it's not what it should be, it also ends too soon. So here's a hot take for you, all right, for your Christmas Eve. The hot take is this. Life should be perfect. And it should be eternal. And I'll get to the why in a little bit. But first, God sent His Son. Nice job. All right. To be the propitiation for our sins. That's a good question. You want to know why? Because you are I wrote this down, you are a dirty, rotten, good-for-nothing, miserable, maybe kind of stinky, sinner. And you probably know somebody who's that but right? Who's a dirtier, rotten-er, good-for-nothing-er, miserable-er, stinky-er, sinner-er, right? You know somebody who's like that? Yeah, I might be bad, but have you looked at them? The truth is that you're a sinner, I'm a sinner. We are all sinners. And that is why God sent Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins. Because we are sinners. And you know the Ten Commandments, right? And you may not know them by heart or what order they go in, but you know them, right? Having no other gods, and you're supposed to keep God's name holy, and you're supposed to keep the Sabbath holy, and go to church and hear His word. You're supposed to honor your mother and father and other authorities, or you're not supposed to kill people or even hurt people, right? You're not supposed to commit adultery. You're not supposed to steal. You're not supposed to talk behind people's backs, right? You're not supposed to covet and scheme to try to get things or people that belong to other people. You know the Ten Commandments, and you know what? You and I break them all the time. We break them on the outside, but we also break them on the inside. If you want to point out what's wrong in the world, if we're honest, we need to point at ourselves first, because we contribute. And here's the bad news. There's nothing, not a thing, that you can do about it. Because what's done is done. You've sinned. You've contributed to the mess and the evil and the suffering of the world. And you can't make up for it. You can't impress God. You can't pay God off. You can't change the past. I don't mean to bum you out on Christmas Eve. I know that we're like here to celebrate Christmas, and here I am talking about all the bad things of the world, including you and me, right? But it's important. If you're going to really celebrate Christmas, it's important that you know why Jesus had to come. Because we need a God to love us. We need God to intervene in our lives. And we need God not just to say that He loves you. We need God to actually do something to love us. To take action. And so, God sent His Son.
Why?
There you go. All right, I'll try it again. God sent His Son. There you go. So that His love might be manifest. Actually present. Here. And you know what? God didn't just send a Christmas card. Hey, all you down there, that looks rough, but here's a card. No. And God didn't just send instructions. Well, whoop. If you do all that, you'll get by. And He didn't just send well wishes. He didn't just send encouragement. Keep it up. Try harder. You can do it. And He did not send philosophical meanderings. Well, if you ask these questions and you do these things and you think these ways. And He didn't send platitudes. He sent a baby in a manger. And it was there that His love was made manifest. He sent a baby in a manger to be the solution to all of your problems. He sent a baby in a manger to be the solution to all the world's problems. He sent a baby, but it wasn't just any baby. That baby was God, God Himself. But He was God who is also human. He was human so that He might live a perfect life in your place and give you all the credit. He was God, but He came as a human. So that He might die for all of your sin. And He was God, but He came as a human so that He might rise from the dead. So that you also might rise from the dead. And you know what? Remember that hot take I said earlier that life should be perfect and life should be eternal? Well, guess what the Christmas present is, friends? Through Jesus, He promises you a perfect life, an eternal life. God sends Jesus because he is the gift you need. God sends Jesus because he does for you what you cannot do for yourself. He overcomes your sin and he overcomes your death. And so God sent his son. You guys are good three-year-olds. Thank you for humoring me. So that his love might be perfected in us. So that we might know what true love is. And true love is this. It's Christmas. Christmas shows us the love of God because you know what Christmas says? You know what God is saying through Christmas? God is saying through Christmas that he is not okay with death. And God is saying through Christmas that he has not forgotten you. And God is saying through Christmas that he does not settle for you having a mediocre or fine life. He's not settling for that, friends. He's not settling for that for you. And Christmas tells you that God is not a wrathful judge. He's not a nitpicking accountant who's keeping track of all the things that you owe him. And he's not appearing as a sadistic punisher. I mean, if God wanted to come in the world that way and really give it to you, he could have. But how did he come in the world? As a baby. Do you think he's really out to get you? And God shows his love for you on Christmas. Not expecting you to earn it. Not expecting you to look cute. Not expecting you to impress him. He shows his love for you by giving of himself and expecting nothing in return. And when he gives you of himself, he gives you everything. And he does it all. And when you know that kind of love from God, it begins to change who you are. Christmas begins to remake what we are like. It shows us true love so that we might also show true love to others. And you know, dear Christian, you live what you believe. And if you believe that God has given of himself completely for you, and he doesn't keep the score, and if you believe that God gives you hope, and something to live for, even in a world where it doesn't always feel like Christmas, you also know how to live that love, how to show that love towards others. Not keeping score, not doing things for others only if they do things for you in return, but giving yourself completely for others and living in such a way that invites other people to share in the hope and not despair. We show the love to others that we have been shown from God. So were you thinking about it? I'm not going to ask you what it is. I'm not going to quiz you. But were you thinking about it? What your this is why is? Why do we celebrate this Christmas? It's because of your this is why. What it is in your life that Jesus, you need Jesus to fix, that only he can make right. Because he didn't come because, well, life was working fine. And he didn't come because we needed a holiday in December. And he did not come so that he might appear on Hallmark cards. He came because you needed him to. He came because the world needed him to. And so God sent his son. Why? So that you might know and you might believe and you might even show the love that God has for you. Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.